For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Reverend Romeo Selmensah of the Makarios Church Adringano will teach and direct you with practical life experiences through the word of God to walk in the miraculous life in faith. This is the word of God.
Deserve to be praised. A great king want to be praised. Great are you, Lord, and so greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. It is important to praise the Lord because he is great. He's not an ordinary king. Amen.
Amen.
So live your life by praising and thanking him all the time. Psalm 37 says that fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious. Psalm 37 verse 1, please. We're going to pray for a short minute and then we take the word. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious against the workers of iniquity. Never envy anybody in life. Hallelujah. For they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Anybody who is against you and your prosperity this year, the Lord is going to cause them to be cut down like grass. And Bible says they shall wither. They shall wither. You bet shower no more with the result. Umber dry. Umber woo. Umber yet. Ebia yet chana a woo. Remember when he married Ubia Boninti. Why a year? Who is a name? A catch. Sometimes when you compare your life with your classmates and you see where they have gone or they are. Because you don't know how they got there, you look at yourself and say that, look at how God has, my life is being messed up. But life is not the way you see it. He said, fret not thyself because of evildoers. They committed evil to get to the top. But Bible says, very soon, they shall be cut down like grass and they shall wither as green herb. Now watch the next verse that comes. I love it. Just trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. The Lord will feed you. The Lord will give you things. The thing that others have, that is why you are envious. Just trust in the Lord. He will bring it to you without nowhere. You won't fight for it, but you will have it. I want what God gives to me more than what somebody will give to me. And I'm not envious of anybody's house or anybody's car, anybody's job, anybody's journey. Because I know that as I trust in the Lord, oh, he will do good to me. The Lord will do good to you this year. No matter where you are standing today, the Lord sent me to speak to you. He will do you good. If you can learn how to trust in the Lord, thou shalt dwell in the land. Whilst others are being cut off and their lives are ending, you shall be preserved. Amen. And you shall possess your land. Wow. Verse number 4. It says, delight thyself also in the Lord. There's a difference between trusting in the Lord and delighting yourself also. Some of you, when you come to church, you don't even clap your hands. Because you don't take delight in the presence of God. But if you move from here And then there is outside there, there's a party. Where the party day today? That's why you will jump like hell.
Oh.
Like your body will come.
Oh.
And the Bible says, delight yourself when you also come to the house of God. Delight yourself. Be excited that you are in the Lord. Delight yourself in the Lord. And what happens? He said, when you delight thyself in the Lord, he will give thee the desires of your heart. Receive the desires of your heart. Anything that you want God to do for you, he will give it to you. Because God can watch you that when you come to his presence, you will delight yourself. Bible says that Herod had a party. And his the daughter of his wife, it was not even his wife who Nabanoma Ebesai. And because he delighted in the dance, he told her, anything you ask, I give to you. Just dancing. I said, just dancing before a king. The king said, because you danced, you have delighted in my party. Anything you want, I give it to you. Today, may anything you want receive is given to you as you delight yourself in the Lord. And he will give you the desires of your heart. Hallelujah. Remember, as our sister stood here, she was praying for a boy. God knows the heart desires. And that is why God expects that you would delight yourself when you come to his presence. And then he will give you the desires. Some of you are looking, waiting to be proposed to by a man. God will give you your heart desires. Not any foolish man will propose to you. A right-minded and a blessed person shall see you and choose you and make you a wife. Hallelujah. Amen. This year I see 15 people are building your own house. You are one of them. Receive the grace. Receive the grace to build. The Lord will give you the desires of your heart. Hallelujah. Are you excited? The Lord will give you the desires of your heart. Say, commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Verse number 5. Commit thy way. Fawa kwanche Yehowas na fawo tonos na onuna obeye enya una beye o na onuna. He will do it. When you commit your ways to the Lord and you trust God, Bible says, he shall bring it to pass. He, not you. You cannot bring it to pass. But there is a God who knows how to bring things to pass. And I see God bringing things to pass. New things are coming to pass. Glorious things are coming to pass. Blessed things are coming to pass. You shall join the class of the people who are on the top. Because the Lord knows where you are coming from. And you know that if he doesn't lift you up to join that class, there's no way you can be there. But you are getting there. I say you are getting there. This year you shall be counted among the best in your family. In all your family, you shall be a shining star. Because God will bring it to pass. The last verse, and we are going to pray. I say, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as light, and thy judgment as in the new. Your life is going to be a righteous life. All crude ways of doing things are going out of your life. God is going to give you a good life. You will live a righteous life. Your righteousness shall be like a light. Receive it. Lift up your hands and pray that this prophecy that you have received this morning, it shall come to pass in your life. Lift up your voice. Pray. Father, thank you. We commit our ways to you. We want to delight ourselves in you so that you will bring to pass. You will bring to pass. You will bring to pass. Lord, bring it to pass.
Bring it to pass.
As we delight ourselves in your presence. Oh, bring it to pass.
Bring it to pass, Lord.
Bring it to pass. Surprise us, even. Surprise us. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for yet another day. Today is the 22nd day into the new year 2023. What a blessing that you have kept us for another 22 days out of the 365 days for the year. And we want to acknowledge and say it's by your grace and your mercy that we have come this far. I want to say thank you. The fact that we are among the living, we want to say thank you. The fact that today we are wearing white but not black, we want to say thank you. The fact that, Lord, we wake up in the morning, our bodies were free from sicknesses and diseases. We are not among those who are in the hospital going through all kind of trauma and difficulties. Some people are struggling to breathe, but we can breathe easily. Some people cannot walk on their feet because of their feet. They have challenges of troubles in their feet. Somebody is going through operation even at this time. But Lord wants to say thank you. In fact, somebody has just passed out and is being wheeled into a fridge like a fish. But we are still alive. We want to say thank you. And all above all, we want to say thank you for the privilege to come before your presence and have the privilege to hear your word that is able to transform our lives and connect us to your blessings so that we become a blessing indeed. Holy Spirit, you have always been our teacher in this house, and therefore we welcome you to come and manifest your power, your wisdom, your knowledge, your miracles, your healing, the discerning of the spirit, destruction of the works of Satan. Holy Spirit, it is your manifestations that touches the hearts and the mind of the people who have gathered here. It's not the work of a man. For the Bible is clear that they that have ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the church. And so as far as the church is concerned, it is the Spirit that speaketh. And so speak to us and touch our hearts, touch our lives, transform us, Lord, by the power of your word, and make us more like you. We thank you in Jesus' name. And all the saints can say amen for that. Give me a clap of praise. Somebody be seated quickly. Hallelujah. Turn to your neighbor and say, God bless you for coming to church. Say, you have done a very great thing for yourself. By coming to church, it's a great thing in the sight of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, you know, we are in our fasting and prayer time. I want to encourage everybody to be partaker of this thing that is happening. A Christian's life is governed by the Spirit of God. You cannot be a Christian and you want to live by yourself. Because the Bible said, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. It's not as many as are led by their feelings and their emotions. It is the Spirit that distinguishes you from an ordinary person to be known as a son of God. Hallelujah. And so you need to have the Spirit of God leading and guiding you. Because you can grow only up to a certain point of your height. You can't cross that line. But you can grow in the Spirit. Because that one, there is no limit as to how far you can go. Are you here? Go home. So grow in the Spirit. David was a young boy in the sight of Goliath. Goliath had a stature, but David had a spiritual stature. Are you there? Go home. Sometimes you may be very short, but you, spiritually, you are a mighty person. Amen. Amen. So develop your spiritual capacity and spiritual energy. That is where you can survive and triumph over challenges of life. If you live your life without the Spirit of God in you, Bible says, as a body without a spirit is dead. A body without a spirit is dead. A body, you are a nice guy, beautiful girl, but that body has not the Spirit of God. It is dead. That is why anything can attack you. Anything can convince you. Any stupid boy can meet you and convince you because the Spirit is dead. So he can use, he can influence you from a spiritual dimension. Are you here? Go. And so you build your spiritual capacity through fasting and prayers and the reading of the Word of God. So this year, decide to grow in these three areas of your life. You don't need even the church to declare fasting and prayer. It is for your good. That sometimes to just decide that this week, this day, this period, at least every day of a week, pick a day and be in the presence of God and attract the Spirit of God. Because look, whether you like it or not, you are living in a world where people are using powers. There are powers behind everything. I had a friend who was going to compete for MP in his hometown. MP. He was not elected MP. He was going to compete for the primaries of his political party. Wow. Just primaries. And the chairman told him that we have to move to Benin. He said, for what? He said, sure. Do you think that we just do the thing by eyes? Bring this, bring this, bring this, bring this. Before we can even put your name there. Because we don't win that. You think that you just come now, you talk now, you have. No, we don't win like that. So let's go and seek for powers first. And then we can, because when you have power, even as you maybe they give you a handkerchief, say when you wave the handkerchief, all the delegates will just like you. Yes. He was a very good Christian. He said, is that what you do? He said, yes. He said, take your part. And I'm not interested. Oh, yeah. And he tried. He didn't win. He didn't win. He thought that he's educated. He's a retired army officer. So he was going to use his influence. His money, his education. He can speak good language, English. Oh, the people didn't mind him cry. So what I'm saying is that, have you seen James 2:26? The body without the spirit is dead. That's when anytime somebody is dead physically, the spirit is removed. So your spirit man must be alive to be able to withstand. Bible said the fiery darts. There are fiery darts. Darts are arrows that is thrown in the spiritual realms. And on the mouth of the arrow is fire. Ephesians. He said that fiery darts. They throw it at you like a show. And I joke the hard ones away from your boy. Now, but with God on your side. Kalima baba yandere mosheka. They will throw it, but it will hit something, because there's a hedge of God around your life. Rise up and pray. Rise up and in spirit. Build your spiritual capacity. It will help you to survive. Say amen. Amen. Are you there? Go home. So we know we are studying the book Everything by Prayer. Ephesians, what do you call it? Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Philippians chapter 4, verse number 6. Philippians 4, 6. Be careful for nothing. That means don't be worried about so many things on earth. Everybody have a problem. Everybody goes through challenges. When you see somebody relaxed in his challenges, he knows what is laying back on. He knows. Oh, but this one, why are you not trouble? Oh, no problem. No problem is not just marvel. There's something behind. That's why I said no problem. You understand? So Bible is also saying the same thing. Be careful for nothing. Because you can be so careful, can concern about so many issues. We start thinking, how many have been, how many has it happened to you before? Because what you are thinking will not solve the problem. So Bible said, don't start thinking about so many problems around you. Because for problems, dear, it's part of humanity. But that God has shown us how to overcome these problems around you. That you will not be so careful about the so many things around you. So he explains that, but in everything, your boyfriend has disappointed you, so that's why you can't sleep. It is one of the everything that you can commit it to prayer. And everything, use prayer. Everything, use prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving to God. The one I gave you, Psalm 37, said that put your trust in God. So instead of crying, wailing, shouting, complaining, you want everybody to know that you have a problem. And those who are people you are reporting to, they won't help you. They will rather be sending more to your enemies than the whole children. Sometimes, as you are thinking that the person you are going to discuss is going to help you, he is rather an agent of Satan who is going to take your words and send it abroad to all your enemies. That, hey, Charlie, since I quite free, and what children? You two know, you know, and said, no children, sir. Who is an hour number on you? He or he or bread. Oh, this is just go back. In everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So you bring issues of your life by presenting to God in prayers. Hallelujah. This is a formula God has chosen. You want to talk to me? Do your request. Do you know request? You call requisition. And manager no assign. Do the do stock up and was a manager say Sanya me yem famra factory. And one say, oh, you mark, no demand. Nyanko Ponso say, bring your request to me. Write it one by one. And then go on your knees and present to me through prayers, through supplication, and with thanksgiving. By so doing, I will release to you all your request. Clap your hands to God that God loves us. There's a song that we normally sing, "What a Friend We Have." Don't rush to sing the song. Understand the lyrics. All our sins and grief, He bears with us. What a privilege to carry. What a privilege that you can carry everything to God. Everything. You can carry everything to God in prayer. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Call upon me and I will answer thee. And I will show you great and mighty things that even you have not seen before. I'm challenging everybody this year. Your complaints are over. The way to get your complaint resolved is prayer and supplication to God. With thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Are you there? I've gone home. So it is important for us to know this as your foundation. Everybody, do you think as I'm standing, I don't have a problem? I do. But I know the formula. How to have answers to the prayers. Isn't that simple? A prayer to God. Amen. So how do you pray thanksgiving prayers? How do you pray? That's the topic I'm teaching. Because we are coming from chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4. We are now in chapter number 5, chapter 4. How do you pray thanksgiving prayers? Hallelujah. Oh. I say hallelujah. A few minutes we close, okay? I'm going to give you 8 points of how to pray in thanksgiving prayers. 8 things, and that we are done. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Bible says that this also know. 2 Timothy chapter 3, 1 and 2. This also know. Know this also. You know how to do so many things in life. But you have to also know this also. That in the last days, perilous times shall come. The world is becoming more and more difficult. So if you are somebody who like complains about issues of life, you are going to see more. If you think the economy of Ghana is going to become something else, or if you think that when your party comes to power, things will change, then be ready. There are more issues that is going to come. Because Bible himself said that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Okay? The next verse. Quickly. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemous. You see people insulting pastors and insulting the things of God. With that, they don't even have fear for that. Disobedient to parents. And then one of the key words you are going to see. Unthankful, unholy. Are you there? So if you look at them with that natural affection, truth breaker, that means that when they promise you, they will break it. Somebody say, "Oh, you give me this money. Oh, I'm watching pan. Oh, me travel this year. The next 3 days, bro. On is that cash? Can I say yeah? No, I change the number." This is what is going to happen as the years come. The Bible is the book of wisdom of God. how to leave this world and survive and prosper in the midst of turmoils of difficulties. That's why if you're a Christian, I don't like reading the Bible, don't want to come into church. You see that you'll be struggling because there will always be around those problems. If you don't know, don't think that when you leave, you stop coming to church, you can solve your problem. That is where the problem will even be worsened because you will see more troubles. So Bible has predicted that these are going to happen. And unfortunately, he has added in the list of these things that one of the evil spirit of life is to be unthankful. Evil spirits is to be unthankful. We need kaye. Obia we need kaye. Oyo bronsamba. You can't remember what somebody had done for you. That you were not who you are today. It has taken somebody to bring you to where you are today. You have no idea the pains your mother went through to give birth to you, to nurse you, to struggle to raise you, to take you to secondary school, university, to finish university, and then you qualify and you are working in a big company with salary and you can forget your mother. That's you have become Satan's inhabited vessel. Unthankful. It's a very serious sin against God. Hallelujah. Amen. After God has kept you alive, somebody has like you is dead and buried. When I look at my life, many of my classmates are gone. I have classmates, my roommate, my bedmates. There was a man and his wife. I was their best man. The man died a year after his wife died. And I'm alive. Can I live without saying thank you to God? I can't do that. That's why for nothing at all, Sunday after Sunday, I want to come to his presence. And if for nothing at all, I can say, Lord, thank you that I am alive. But that's what many people don't do. As someone is telling somebody, let's go to church. Feel like, oh, Hano. Hallelujah, somebody. Are you there? So number one, 8 things you should know about thanksgiving prayers. Number one, prayers of thanksgiving start with a heart full of thanksgiving. Your heart. You must always see from your heart that the person I'm going to meet, the person I'm going before him, he deserved for me to say thank you. My mother, my father, my uncle who helped me to be able to be educated. The God who keep me from going out and coming safe and sound. I want to always appear in his presence with a heart. A heart. Your heart must always be full of thanksgiving to anybody that God has used to be a blessing to you. Say amen. Amen. So you have to pray with a heart full of thanks. When your heart is not full of thanks, that is why when we come before God, we don't even know how to pray. Many of us, we don't know how to pray. To stand before God and pray for 30 minutes, just thanking God. Your heart is empty. Because out of what is in the heart is what flows out of your mouth. Hallelujah. So ask yourself, if I stand before God, how long can I say thank you? It's a sign that your heart is full of thanks or empty of thanks. And you cannot pray to God without having a heart full of thanksgiving. Because like you can't remember things. You can't see what God has done. You should have to say, God, I thank you that my eyes can see. I thank you, Lord, that my ears can hear, because there's somebody who is deaf and dumb. I thank you, Lord, that my feet can walk, because you can have arthritis. Can you, friends, but you see, we don't know that all these are reason to say thank you to God. That is why, see, we can't even be in his presence for a long time, because our hearts are not full of thanks. And inti yakasiya mompaya. I don't tell the story of a certain man who was an elder of a church. And I saw for us today of a kwakwa boy when I bomb by my Safupanipa. And so the pastors say, Opani, bombay mingo. Opani, bombay mingo. Oh, yes, oh, yes, Safu. One and one and the bomb yango. No, and I don't have a bomb. Obi and Nika Grand or catch yourself and so on. Send me a motor media. And you see, but to hear you. If I'm the one you are waiting to start praying, they will be kneeling forever, because I don't have anything in my heart to say to God. Oh, yes, it's true. Men, but we don't have anything in your heart to say to God. That is why you don't know how to pray, because you can't remember. Romans chapter 1. Oh, I love it, this word. Romans chapter 1 verse 19 to 22. Bible says, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. What Paul is saying is, some people don't serve God, because when you say God, they say, who is God? Where is God? I mean, what can be God? But he said that when you see moon, when you see stars, when you see wind, when you feel life, when you see things going, ask yourself, how did this thing happen? And so God has made himself manifest by the things he has done. Oh, you don't understand that message. You see, you don't need God to stand in the air and say, Joanna, Joanna, I am the Lord thy God. Look at me. My face is like this. No. When you see how a sun appears from the east and end up in the west, you ask, why hasn't this started from the north and come down to the south? Some force is at work to make sure that at exactly 6 o'clock in the morning, something starts appearing. And in the evening, something ends. How are all these creation and systems are working? Even a simple computer, if you know that somebody has programmed it for this to, at this time, this will come. At this time, this will appear. So it is not a human being who developed the system to enable it to work. So you have to start thinking that, how can this big sea, it comes so strong a force, and yet when it gets to the seashore, not mighty rocks, sand, and we're in a good form. And this whole water comes and go back again. And we know geographically that the world has 3/4 of water and only 1/4 of earth. Now, say in prayer, so what the idea we and so on. And so no men, so all the volumes of water cannot still sink the earth we are sitting. There should be somebody behind the scene controlling the affairs of nature. There's somebody at first. There should be somebody who is controlling. There's somebody who might have designed this. It couldn't have just happened. Oh, now we're from here. Pa! Said my Oba. Can you see that floor? It has to go through a certain process. And somebody designed something called penis. Somebody designed something called vagina. When you put it through and you discharge something, something will drop from the woman. They connect and bring forth a child. It's a spiritual divine system. Somebody must have designed this thing. It couldn't have just happened. It couldn't have just happened. Somebody. There is somebody who did it. And that is why Paul is saying that for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen. Just look at his creation. It will be understood by the thing that I made. Even his eternal power and glory. So that you have no excuse to say that there is no God. You have no excuse. Unless there is something that is controlling you. And that thing is what he's explaining. Can you see? Colon. Say you don't have excuse. So go back. See, quickly. Colon means that he's going to explain why he said that you are not thinking right. Oh, nyene papa. Your mind is not working right. And so he said that to continue. Are you there? Quickly move. Because that when they knew God, they can see that even they can see that it could be God, though. They glorify him not as God. They don't want to attribute that these things were made by somebody called God. They know, but they don't give glory. Neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts have been darkened. Today you are coming out of foolish people who don't know how to say thank you. When you don't know how to say thank you, God sees you as a foolish person. Because what you will sit down and think and see that things are not like that. Something might have controlled it. Hallelujah. Because of that, when they knew God, they glorify him not as God. Neither were they thankful. Therefore, God made their mind to become foolish mind. Bible says they have foolish hearts. Foolish heart means that they can't recognize God. They can't see that somebody. Can you imagine that you have helped your children? Nana, you are struggling to rise to theater and all this. But I have gotten to university. You can see that his heart is foolish. He can't reason out that you didn't just become a banker. You didn't just jump now. Oh, sorry, I'm a banker. And that's how human beings we are. Small university crowd going to say that you know so much that you don't know God. But before you went to secondary school, before you went to university, was there not the sun and moon moving up and down? You are a foolish person. God called you a foolish. They say, oh, yeah, Jimmy, what training? The mind is not working well. It has become darkened. Darkened. You will be a thankful person from today. To show that you recognize God. That is why anytime you come before God, you want to sing his praises and say, Lord, you are great. Lord, you are good. When I look at the mountains, and I look at the valleys, and I look at the sea, oh my Lord, you are God. You are God, you are God, you are God. See, you cannot see nature and you will not say that God is great. Bible said that those that go to the sea, the deep sea, they see great things. Psalm 107. They see mighty things. They know that there is God. Because the storm can rise so high and bring you so low. And you see what is happening here. And they cry. And God comes and still the storm. And they go and come back. They know that there is a God. From today, may you know that there is God. May your heart always be full of thanksgiving before God. So you have to enter God's presence with a heart full of gratitude. Say amen. How am I going to pray thanksgiving prayer from today? It's a sign that your heart is full of thanks. Unthankful people usually become perverted, twisted and corrupted. The thoughts of an unthankful person is always tends to darkness. Unthankful people are discontented people and they quickly progress into murmurings and complainings. When you start murmurings, when you start complaining, it's a sign that the spirit of thanksgiving is drying up in your spirit. Are you there? You see, one of the challenges you go through in life is especially marriage. You realize that at a point that you may be tempted to say that you marry a wrong person. You can ask anybody who has married before. At a point, you may be tempted to think that it was a wrong person you married. Why? Because certain things start happening that you never knew from the beginning. And then you feel that instead of being thankful that it was this person who made me, because I was a struggling young man. It was after proposing 2,000 women, nobody accepted my offer. But this woman is the only one who gave me the chance to be called a husband. See, when you are thankful, you will not be complaining of current things. Because you remember where you have come from. Are you there or go home? When you see a wife complaining and murmuring against her own husband, it's because thankful heart has been dry. The heart that used to be thankful. Oh, daddy, I thank you for choosing me. Look at how you have made me an important person. That I see many girls who don't have rings on their fingers. But look, if you have not put this ring on my finger, I would have still been part of the class of people struggling for somebody to propose to them. So thank you. On the wedding day, you were so thankful to your husband. So issues come along, then suddenly you are forgotten about how he pulled you out. It's a sign that your heart has been dried. Dried. May your heart not be dry. Don't be a complaining person. Don't be a murmuring person. Well, see, one of the things that God, in fact, God kills people is to have a murmuring heart. Bible says he brought the people of Israel from Egypt. And on their way, as they were murmuring, he told Moses, I'm going to kill everybody. And he killed some of them. Just because of memory. Because see, they said, when God pulled them from Egypt, and they passed through Red Sea, they were so thankful to God. Oh God, how good you are. How wonderful. And then when he started giving them manna, they said, what a wonderful time to eat manna from heaven. Wow, we are eating food from angels' food. They were set. At the point that they said, we are too bored of this food. Why is it every day this manna, 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 manna? And then listen to what the people of Israel said. So that if we were in Egypt by this time, we should be eating cucumbers and carrots. And the Bible said they started murmuring. They forgot, their heart got dry of their thankful heart. And they started complaining and murmuring. They were saying that even Moses cried, you cried, we don't know why we followed you. That's what I'm saying, that sometimes you will follow a man of God, even your husband or your wife. You say, I don't know why I follow this person. It's a sign that Satan wants to dry your heart of your thanksgiving so that he deny you of a blessing. Are you here or go home? How many are going to keep a thankful heart before God? Don't be a complaining or discontented person in life. He said, listen, Bishop, he give you advice. Watch the people around you carefully. Anytime, anywhere you find yourself, watch people around you carefully. Are they thankful for a little things you do for them? Watch them. Do they remember to say thank you to you? Do they keep saying thank you? Do they say thank you just as a formality, or they do that from their hearts? This is one of the wisdom keys you must use to survive in this world. Anybody, always watch around you, especially if you are a leader, if you are a pastor, if you are a king, if you are important, people are under you. Always watch people around you. People who don't know how to say thank you, they have something negative against you.
Always.
Always. It's a sign. They are the people that Satan is going to use to attack you. They don't know how to say thank you. And they don't appreciate even little things you do for them. They don't appreciate. Sometimes you can even do big things, but they don't appreciate.
You can do anything.
But he has more. That is why he has given. Look at how he has given to me. I mean, if you are giving me a gift, give me proper gift, like this small gift. Watch that person. He's a traitor against your life. One day, Satan will mark him as somebody he can use to attack you. He can use to kill you. He can use to bring you to out of your seat. He will destroy you. A discontented person will always go outside to tell people about who you are. Your enemies. Because they don't appreciate what you have done for them. Sometimes when the people you bring closer, they come to watch and just go and report. But that's why I had to watch them. Are they thankful? And even if they say thank you, you watch their mouth and their eyes, whether it's coming from their hearts. Any great leader has this key. That's why when the king sits down, he turns his eyes like this. And turns his eyes like that. And watch all the sub-chiefs. Their facial expressions. Their posture of sitting. Their attitude. When the king is talking, whose eyes are catching up with you? And who is looking down and doing something? Mark that person. He's an enemy. He'll be used by Satan one day against you. Are you here of God? They don't know how to say. They are not happy to be even be privileged to acknowledge. What a privilege to be sitting with the king. But out of the lot of people who could have become subjects, I am one of the privileged people. Oh yes, I'm teaching you. Because many of us don't have the spirit in our life. That's why we can't prosper. Anybody who don't know how to say thank you, you can't go far in life. You see, because it's a spirit of or you don't appreciate. I don't know. I want to look at how much I've invested in my own siblings. And they can go for meeting. They are looking to me for me to appear for them to roast me. I say, hey. Ingratitude. I've marked those people. Bible says, mark them and avoid them. That's how you can survive in this life. The world is, in the last day, perilous time. People will become different. So when you see an unthankful person around you, you must know that you are living with an enemy. A serious spiritual enemy. He doesn't like you. He doesn't appreciate you. He doesn't recognize you. It's just formality. And while you're the hostess, just after the meeting, he's going out to discuss with your enemies. Judas is with you. A thankful heart. May God give you a thankful heart. May you be somebody who appreciates things. Who can say that Nanaima? It's a privilege and honor for me even to know Nanaima. Why many people have the privilege to know Nanaima? Or him is here. See, but you people don't know how to appreciate. Oh, and so what? You can speak and say that my uncle took him to school. Hey, don't you know that he's the one who took you to school? And so what? You are Satan's child. That's why it will never be well with you. Amen. Because you don't know how to say thank you. Amen. You know, Jerome gave a testimony last week. Yeah. That one day he sent a letter, a message to his boss. And he told him, and I taught him, so send a message to your boss and say, thank you that throughout the year, every month I receive salary. Wow. Thank you. Because I was not working. You gave me the chance to be working in this company. Yeah. Thank you. I thank you that every month I get my salary and I can take care of myself. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate. I say, God bless you for giving me every month. You would have said that, but I work for it. I come to my work. Even the work I said, the things I'm doing. I mean, the boss, he just come at 10, 11 o'clock, and then about 2 o'clock, he's gone. We are the foolish men here. Baboon, they work. What do you call monkey? They work. Where baboon, they chop. That's the voice of Satan speaking. People who don't know how to say thank you, that's why they speak. Are you here? Go home. I am correcting your heart to connect to divine prosperity. Hallelujah. Many people don't know how to say thank you.
And that is why you can never go far in life. You can never go far. It's 8 points. I've given you one and I'm going to close. If you can, next week you continue. Hallelujah, somebody. If only you can listen to this message and preach, it is going to cut up. See that when he sent that letter to his boss, the boss was so mesmerized. It's, I have never, all the workers I've employed in this company, nobody has recognized me, cry as their boss. But you have done it. He said, young man. See, suddenly, he became far taller in the eyes of his boss. Do you think that next time, when opportunity comes, who is he going to recommend to travel to abroad for training? He looked for the one who was grateful. Jesus said, were you not 10 people? When I was passing by, I heard you crying. Jesus, we are cripples. We are blind. Everybody has rejected us. Please, can you help us and change our storyline for us? Because if you don't help, nobody cares for us. And Jesus, Bible said, and Jesus had compassion. And he said, go and heal them. And then those other nine people, the people as they were going, somebody said, no. No. It took somebody to change my storyline. By my own efforts, I would never can become who I am today. I have to go back and tell the person, say, Jesus, thank you for healing me. Today, I can join the class of people who are walking. I can join the class of who can see. I can join the class of, since few days ago, I was an outcast. But through your singular effort, I've seen a transformation of my life. I will never cease to say thank you. And Jesus looked at you and said, young man. And the Bible says he was a Samaritan. The rich, you sometimes the people that you think that when you bless them, they will honor you. They are the people who will disappoint you. The real family members. The real people that you think that these people are special to me. Jesus said, but I thought that you were 10 people when I healed you. Is it not true? I said, yes, we are. They asked the question, but where are the nine? Once they have gotten their breakthroughs, they don't know you anymore. Oh, yes. I've been a pastor for 23 years. I've seen this practically in my life. People that you are championing their cause as if they are your part of your body. Hey! And you help them to break through like that. Immediately they break through. Hey, there was this lady. Her beloved was in America. And my wife was doing counseling for them. And she will be using her own data to do counseling from America and Ghana. The lady is a guy, was in Ghana. The guy was in America. And they'll be talking out of her own data. The guy came down, had a wedding. Since they married, even to come to say thank you. You can't believe it. You can't believe it. Prayer of thanksgiving. You can go before God and just go. Don't go and ask for anything. Just go before God and say, Lord, start counting your blessings from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet and see whether God has not changed something in your life. If I can see how a village boy like me could be standing before important people like you, I don't know how I can stop saying thank you to God. I don't know how I can stop not serving God with my life. Because I shouldn't be in Accra. I was born, bred, grew, schooled in a village. How I came to Accra can only be by the mighty hand of the Lord. So it is not now that I've come to Accra. Say, yay, amen, yay. A wedding young couple. Fair number will be. Now, say, cross any ring and cocoa. Tenaya bank, yay, a toy, a toy, Cicia, Cicia, Cocoa, Cocoa, Tuntuma, Tuntum, a Rodin Yakopo, Akanta, Maya, Menescara, yay, the Mr. Timbuku Hotels, eh? That's how some of us we are. We forget where God picked you from the miry clay. Now he set you upon a rock. And now you have to join the class of the people. I would say that. And now you are serving the gods of the land. Forgetting that you were in Egypt. I brought you to Cana to eat milk and honey. And after you have built your goodly houses, your silver has grown, your money has increased, you will forget the Lord thy God. And you say, my own might and my own power has given me this wealth. I went to school. I was a very intelligent student. I passed my exams. I was serious. It's true. But who gave you the wisdom? Who gave you the brains? That when others read, they don't understand. But when you read, you can understand. Who put that seed there? He said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. That's what God is, a who formed. And in his formation, he added some element of intelligence to your brain. So that when you read things, you can understand. Were you part of the creation of your brain? Were you part of the creation of your nose? Were you part of the creation of your color? Were you part of the creation of your stature? Some of you, we wish we could grow a little taller. But how can you increase your height? There's no way. Does it mean that I had to complain? Because when you see Kwajo tall, you say that I rather hear Kwajo Tintina Mary Titia. You rather appreciate God for your height. Because through your height, that's why you got the kind of wife God gave to you. If you were a little taller, you would have denied that beautiful wife. Somebody, God is sticking to your heart. If you can come before me with a thankful heart, if you're thankful heart, I'm just looking for people who can come before me. They are not coming to ask for anything. No. They are just come to pour their heart and tell me, Father, I thank you. Bible says in Psalm 100 verse 4, enter his gate with thanksgiving. Kalima Baba Yanda. Is somebody hearing the word of God today? Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Are you there? Psalm 10 verse 4. Enter into his gates with what? Thanksgiving. And into his court with what? Praises. Dancing. Dancing. Many of us, when we come to church, we don't know how to dance. Bayamfa unko. Shatawale, shatawale. Afrochella. You pay so much and go and dance your heart away. You pay for friends. But I come to church and say, let's give offering of 100 cedis. It's too big. 100 cedis is too big, but Afrochella 2000 is too small. It's a sign that your heart is not comfortable. You don't know who is the source of who you are. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his court with praise. Be thankful unto him. God said, always. David wrote this psalm. He said, this is the secret of my greatness in God. Anytime I come before him, I enter his gate with thanksgiving. That is why when he saw the ark of God was returning, and David danced with all his strength. You would have thought that how can a king be dancing? His wife even insulted him for dancing in public. He said that maybe you didn't see why I was dancing. I was not dancing because of the girls around me. I was dancing because I saw the ark of God. The ark of God. The presence of God was there. And I couldn't hold myself because how could me, a village boy who was taking care of sheep in the wilderness, can become a king in this whole city, Jerusalem? And the presence of God, which is symbolized by the ark of God, is coming. And I pretend, I say, but you know, I'm a king, so I don't dance before people like that. And God is watching you. And God will say that, so who made you the king? You can't dance before me. Then remember, I can also choose to withdraw the kingship from you. May your hearts from today before God be poured forth with thanksgiving. I pray that by this key, the Lord. You see, praise, be thankful unto him and bless his name. Why? The next verse 5, he says, plainly, well, for the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting. For boni bebreba wa ye nyina se nyame hweso no de punish wa nka wu ya che. He has shown you mercy. He has shown you much grace. And you cannot bless his name. You cannot be thankful to him. In his very presence, you are showing yourself that you are a big man. Who made you a big man? And do you know that you can withdraw you from the earth in a second? Enter his gate. Say, for God is good. Anybody who has been good to you, anytime you enter his presence, you must go with thanksgiving. Anybody who has been good to you, your boss, your wife has been good to you, enter her presence with thanksgiving. Your husband has been good to you, enter his presence with thanksgiving. No complaints. Don't complain. Enter. When you see Mr. Ghana appearing from work, meet him and say, my darling, my king, you are welcome home. You'll be surprised next time when he's coming home, knowing that you are going to worship and praise him. You don't know what he's planning to buy for you. But when he appeared, you started insulting. Who? What are you coming? Why are you coming at this time? Who are you? Do that, that, that. So suddenly, you have become Mrs. with a ring, with a belly, big stomach, and so now you can speak to your. But who made you? Anyhow, how can he be a blessing to you? Enter his gate with thanksgiving in your heart and his call to praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord establish you. From today, any God, any Lord over you that God has placed over you, anytime you appear before your boss in office, and that's why, see, traditionally, when anybody go before a king, the first thing they do is to bow to show that you deserve my worship. Lift up your hands, praise the Lord. Give me a thankful heart. Lift up your voice and pray to the Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We want to pray, but we want to pray with thanksgiving. Thanksgiving brings favor in your sight. Thanksgiving bring us into connection, multitude of blessings, multiplications. May we not be unthankful people, distorted hearts, foolishness of hearts. Take away foolishness of hearts from us, Lord. Help us, O Lord, anytime we come before you to say thank you. Help us, Lord. We should be able to sit down before you for 1 hour, thanking you, Lord. Thanking you, thanking you, thanking you, thanking you. Thank you. A thankful heart. We thank you and bless you. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, the reason why you have not been going to church often, and the reason you don't even believe there is God, is that you are not a thoughtful person, full of thanksgiving in your heart. And so today God is speaking to somebody. Say, my daughter, you do know that you could have been dead by now. Others committed that sin that you committed and I killed them. But I was merciful towards you, because I know that one day you'll come to and serve me. And so today is the day. My son, don't feel too big in your shoes. Because whatever you have, I gave it to you. Today I can withdraw from you.
Even if you don't know I exist, watch the things around you. You haven't been thankful to me. You have not acknowledged me as God. But as many as receive me, to them I gave power to become. I want to transform your life better as you acknowledge God in your life. Every head bow and every eye closed. You say, Pastor, I want to give my life to Christ. I want to acknowledge God in my life. I want to be a thankful person. When I see things around me, it should show me that there is God. My very being is a sign of a God controlling the affairs of me. And I cannot live my life without being said, thank you. And I want to give my life as a living sacrifice of thanksgiving to you. Every head bow, every eye closed. Lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray with you. As the Holy Ghost has touched your heart today, don't live without coming to Him for Him to place a seal of His ownership over your head. Every head bow, every eye closed. Lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray with you. High above your head as a sign of surrender. God bless you. Please, if your hand is lifted up, come to me here. I'm going to pray with you. Come. Give your life to Jesus. He will give your life. Your life today. Come on to Jesus. Come on to Jesus. Let Him have His way. Let Him have His way. Everybody say this. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you. Today, I am alive. I have had the privilege to come to your house to hear your voice. Your word has come clear to me. And I know now you are God. There is none like you. I don't want to live my life without you, because that will be a sign of unthankfulness. And I want to live a thankful life. From today, I will serve you and follow you. Say, please, Jesus, forgive me all the sins that I've ever committed. Please, with your blood, wash my heart, my soul, and even my body from any evil that has been used to do. Let your blood sanctify me, transform me, and make me a true son of God. Say, please write my name in your book of life. From today, count me, Lord, as one of your thankful sons. Every day I wake up, I will give you thanks. When I go out and return, I'll give you thanks. When it's Sunday morning, I come before your throne to worship you as a sign of my gratitude to you. Oh Lord, please help me to love you even as you have loved me and you have shown me so great mercy. Thank you today for receiving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you've been blessed by the message. Do visit us at the Makarios Church at Ringano on the 13th New Oyo Avenue behind the American House building. This and every Sunday are first and second services at 7:30 a.m. and 10 a.m. respectively. For counseling, prayer and spiritual support, do call 0244 327717 or 0243 9119. God richly bless you.